Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, guys, so look, if you're trying to reach a larger audience, we need you guys to advertise with Rants and Gems.
We are the number one real estate podcast out here, and we have an amazing audience of people that would love to service and work with your businesses, right?
Absolutely. So we need you guys to email Jordana@rantsandgems.com. She's going to handle everything. We're going to make sure that your ads and your business get seen to the world. So email Jordana@rantsandgems.com.
Let's go.
What's up? What's up? What's up? I hope all is well today. I'm feeling great, Kiana.
I'm feeling wonderful. You know, it's been an amazing day. How about yourself?
Let me tell you something.
MG is not letting us live. If y'all do not get House Hackonomics, I'm going to plug you for you. I'm never going to have to. You ain't never got to worry about plugging yourself. I believe in the book. I know what you're doing. This is my guy. Get the book. You see it. House Hackonomics.
Y'all see it. Look, I hope all is well. We are alive and blessed. My name is Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, better known as MG the Mortgage Guy.
And I am Kiana Watson, license number 317576, broker extraordinaire.
Look, I'm excited today. I'm going to take our names down because they know who we are already.
Ooh,
we have no guest today. Our only guest today is our audience, right? So audience, be prepared to come on the show live today, okay? Be prepared to come on the show live today because we will be bringing you guys on. So make sure you guys smash that like button, comment, share, subscribe, go to Rants and Gems on audio, leave a 5-star review if you love the content. And if you're learning from us, that's all we ask for you guys is just go over there and review it. All right.
Yes,
so, you know, a couple quick housekeeping items before we get this today's show started. I want to talk about Chicago. Shout out to everybody who pulled up to the Home Buyers Expo in Chicago. Shout out to all the panelists, Jamal King, Rashana Scott, Kai, Credit Duel, all the good folks at JP Morgan Chase. Shout out to Nicole from Chase and everybody, you know, Ashley and her whole team. I mean, it was a phenomenal event. We met so many great people in Chicago. It was a whole vibe. So shout out to everybody who came to Chicago. InvestFest London, please go get your tickets today. InvestFest.com. It's going to be a movie. You already know how we do, man, when we bring InvestFest out. So London is not going to be any different. So make sure you guys go to investfest.com and get your tickets for London ASAP, happening on Halloween weekend, which is Black History Month. October is Black History Month in London.
Wow.
And which a lot of people don't know. So it's going to be amazing. And it's at the most prestigious hall, the Royal Albert Hall in London. This is like the Beatles. Let me just tell you guys, the Beatles played there. So
oh, wow.
The Beatles have been at this hall, and now EYL will be at this hall. So we have a VIP experience on Sunday. It's going to be phenomenal. We're having a masquerade party at night. So you definitely want to be a part of the VIP experience, the VIP day. and also be a part of InvestFest. So go to InvestFest.com and get your tickets today.
You got
a dope event coming up too in October, right, Kiana?
Absolutely. So I will be at the Disrupt Development event here in Atlanta. It is an event for minority developers. If you guys did not know, my husband and I have our own development company, WRC Development, and I will be interviewing on the panel. And I'm super excited because the person I'm interviewing is a legend in development, H.J. Russell. So if you are interested in development and you are a minority, and you feel like you want to learn more about the process, I highly recommend you go to the link and go to disruptdevelopment.com. Get your tickets. It is going to be an all-day event on October the 1st.
There you have it. Legendary events are happening. Make sure y'all tap in with everything we're doing. Come out and see us and support us. So now, drop some gems in the comment if you're ready for today's show. This has been going around the internet all day today. We all knew this was going to happen, right? We all knew this was going to happen. The feds have decided to raise the rates again by another 0.75 points, bringing the Fed funds rates, I think, to around 3.25% right now. And everybody thinks the world is going to end because the feds keep raising rates to fight inflation. And I say, the world is not going to end, ladies and gentlemen.
It's not. And even when I was talking to Matt, I'm like, it's always, to me, it's expensive to get money. The cheapest time we were able to get money was during COVID, when the SBA and all these banks were giving out all this money. This is not surprising to me that they increased the rates, because now we're in the middle of inflation. So it costs more for you to borrow money. And what you guys need to focus on is it costs me more to get this money. So I need bigger ideas, right? I need bigger plays when I do borrow these funds. That's it. That's how I see it. What about you, Matt?
Look, I see. All right. So before I start sharing slides, I want to 1000% agree with everything that you just said, right? Doesn't matter if it's inflation, doesn't matter if rates are low. We have to focus on increasing our revenue, yes, increasing our streams of income, because ultimately at the end of the day, yesterday's price will never be today's price. This is let's call a spade for decades. The prices have been going up. Yes. It's always been, no matter what time in life that you're an adult, right? Because it's always when you're an adult. See, when you're a kid and a teenager, you don't really understand how things are expensive. So when I used to hear my father complain about things being expensive in the 80s and 90s, I really didn't understand it because I was a kid, right? And I was a teenager. But he wasn't focused on getting more streams of income. He was just content with, and God bless the dead, love my pops, but he was content on his one job, right? Yeah. But and always complained about everything being expensive. So people have been complaining about everything's overpriced, everything's expensive, interest rates are always high, right? These are things that I've always heard growing up. And as an adult, and I'm 44 years old, so I've been adulting more than I've been a kid.
You've been adulting right? for some time.
Yeah. So things have been going up. I've been in the business for 20 years, guys. When I came to the business, things were overpriced. When I came into the business, rates were low because people were refinancing. I tell this all the time. I was refinancing people out of 10% interest rates, 11% interest rates into 7%. The first house I purchased was 7.25% on an adjustable rate mortgage. Then I refinanced that into 6%, and I was happier than the pig in slop, right?
6%.
So to the end of time, there's always going to be, you're always going to hear a few things. I can guarantee you this. You're always going to hear this for the rest of your life. It's too expensive. It's overpriced. It's too expensive. You're going to hear that, right? But you got to focus on getting to a bag, okay?
I agree.
The market is always going to ever change. The market is always going to go through these cycles. It's always going to go through ups and downs. So you have to focus on, how do I make more money? Period.
And that's my thoughts, you know, and I know he's bringing up the slides, but you guys got to start thinking about these things. Like, okay, the rates are higher, so it's going to cost you more money to borrow money or to get money lent to you. What are you going to do with the money? You need to raise your prices. You need to have bigger ideas, bigger plays. You can't be out here just borrowing money for no reason or able to get these loans and not having an idea that is going to be a huge money-making idea. So let's go ahead and talk about it.
Let's talk about it. So a lot of people, first of all, drop a gem in the chat if you can see the slides perfectly on your screen, ladies and gentlemen. Drop a gem in the chat if you can see these slides on your screen. Let's drop a couple. Let me see the gems dropping. Okay, okay. Yeah, I can see. I'm trying to enlarge this as much as I can. Pause. So that way you guys can take a see it. But for those of you who don't know, what is the federal funds rate? Now, I was thinking this the other day, Kiana. Actually, I was thinking this today, matter of fact, when I was coming to the studio. I said, we should make like a text link because I have a text number. Maybe we should have a texting community so that way they can start texting and get any slides that we do. So that way they can have the slides.
Oh, I would love that.
You like that, Kiana?
I like that idea. And that gives our loyal people an opportunity to see the slides. So you guys know we're all into making you guys come on the show with us and you can have an opinion. What better way to form an opinion than to get the slides ahead of time and then, you know, come to the show? Let's do that.
Yeah. So I think we're gonna start putting a text number up starting next week. So that way, whatever slides we use from that week on that episode, that way you guys can have a copy of those slides for free and you can have that information. So that way when you're watching the show and you replay it, you have it right there. But let's talk about the federal funds rate. What is the federal funds rate, right? First of all, I'm not going to read through all of this, screenshot it. I just want to sum this up very simple and clear to you guys. The Fed fund rate does not impact mortgage rates directly. The Fed funds rates impacts or influences short-term interest rates, right? Auto loans, credit cards, home equity lines of credits, things like that is where the federal funds directly impacts those interest rates. It does not, I repeat, it does not impact or influence mortgage financing. It's two different things because mortgage financing is long-term debt. All right. So I just want you guys to really understand that. So when you see the Fed's funds rates being raised, that does not necessarily mean mortgage interest rates are going to raise with it. In fact, the last time the Fed raised rates, I think a month or so ago, the next day, interest rates dropped.
Mortgage rates went down right after they did that. So we're praying for that, for the housing market that, you know, as the Fed fund rates go up, we hope that mortgage rates will go down. So just that's the clearest explanation. So you have short-term loans, car loans, personal loans, loans that you're getting for your business. This is what the Fed funds rate are going to affect on your end.
Exactly. So just, again, we want you guys to screenshot this. You can Google this information. It's out there for you guys, but I just wanted to kind of put something on the screen so you can see the visual of what we're talking about. And I'm gonna put another slide on this for you, right? Because a lot of people are just going crazy, like rates have never been this high before. And it's like this is not the first rodeo, ladies and gentlemen. Like this is not the first rodeo. So I want you guys to pay attention to the 62-year historical chart of the Fed's funds rates. Like, kind of look at this, right? Mm-hmm. I just really need you guys to understand. Look at this in the 80s and 90s. I mean, look at the 80s for crying out loud. The Fed's funds rates was over 20%.
Wow.
I mean, absolutely insane.
That is insane. And right now we're talking about 3.25%.
We're talking about 3.25%. Like, I mean, let's call a spade a spade. And I need you guys to really understand what I'm saying. You gotta stop watching this clickbait stuff. Because there's a lot of clickbait. Huh?
They can't help it. You guys are going, let me tell you something. People love things that are salacious. They're going to always click the clickbait. That's why we're here. We're here to take you from clickbait to facts, take you from clickbait to data. The data-driven information that we're sharing here on Rants and Gems is why you guys are here. We come from a very neutral place. Our job and our focus when me and Matt talk are to share data and to share facts. So when you're looking at that, and Matt just gave you guys the numbers are telling you that the Fed fund rates used to be at 20% in the 80s. Now we're back around 3.25%. So So look, let's look at the chart. Look at the historical chart.
And I didn't even realize I didn't put the chart up. My bad, y'all. Here's the chart again.
And so when you're looking at the 62-year historical chart here, and it shows the daily level of the federal fund rates back into 1954, you'll see how they were lower in the 60s in the 2% and went up in 1980 all the way to close to 18-20%. Then they kind of leveled out in the 90s, got lower in the 2000s, plummeted in 2010, and now in 2020, we just see them slowly but surely rising. So when you follow the data and you follow the charts, you know that this is normal behavior. Like, it appears to me that we are supposed to be somewhere, if you look at the average around 6%.
Yeah, look, again, this ain't the first time Fed's rate has been raising rates. This is not an all-time high. And that's important for our audience, because a lot of our audience is younger. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they don't.
The Woman King, starring Viola Davis, is an empowering must-see movie. It's the story of the Agoge Army, the all-female unit of warriors who protected the African kingdom of Dahomey with skills and a fierceness unlike anything the world has ever seen. If you're looking for a movie about us that makes you feel proud and empowered, this is the one to go see. Finally, a movie that's capturing the true essence of a Black woman's strength and empowering nature. The look on my wife and daughter's faces after they saw the trailer let me know that this is truly a story that needs to be told and that everyone needs to go out and support. It's not often that we get images and characters meant to inspire us and celebrate where we come from. That's why it's so important that we support these incredible and powerful stories so that more stories like this can be told. So please make sure you take all the women in your life of any age to see The Woman King, starring Viola Davis, exclusively in theaters on September 16th.
Really understand the market. When the real estate market crashed 2008, 9, 10, they really don't understand that, because a lot of our audience was in high school, right? Yeah. Or young college students, and probably wasn't paying attention to real estate at that time, where we was in the business active at this time. So when you're seeing a lot of stuff on TikTok and Instagram, and you're watching your favorite people, and they throw all this fear-mongering stuff out there, I just need you guys, like I always tell you, do your own due diligence, do your own research. Take what people are saying for face value. Hell, even take what me and Kiana are telling you for face value. And do...
But it's Googleable, because what we put out there is not... It's real data. So someone said, dang, I was in middle school. So definitely, you know, take it at face value. But I'm pretty sure a lot of people, when they saw that, they were like, oh, wow, now the rates are high again. I can't buy a house, or I can't do this. Not really recognizing that the rates went up slightly. If you really look at dollar for dollar, how much it is when you borrow money, you know, it's costing you a little more to borrow the money. You just need to have a bigger idea. That's it.
Yeah. And so, you know, let me stop sharing this, and let me talk to some of these people that's in the comments right now. And I just want to be very clear with you guys. Right. Let's really look at, yes, is home prices higher than what it was 20 years ago, 30 years ago? Absolutely, as it should be. It's an asset that's supposed to grow in value over time. Yeah. Now, did the pandemic, you know, obviously spike this to a whole nother level? On average, over the past 2 years, we're up 40%+ nationwide in real estate. Is that normal? No.
No.
But ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, like I've been telling you guys for almost 2 years now, supply and demand. Supply and demand trumps everything. Just because you see the Fed funds rates going up, just because we're allegedly going into a recession, that does not mean housing is going to crash. In fact, housing in the last 8 or 9 recessions, housing only crashed once. And that was the Great Recession. So I need you guys to pay attention to supply and demand numbers. Like, when you're seeing headlines out there where folks are saying, when the home builders are saying there's a housing depression, a housing recession happening, please understand what all of this truly means. First of all, I never even heard of the term housing recession until this year. Have you ever heard of that term before?
No, never, because it's always a recession, generally speaking, a recession against the world, not just, oh, this is just specific to this industry. And it's crazy to me because when you think about the housing market is actually still moving strong. The prices of houses are still increasing. When you look at articles, and I'm reading these articles across the world, housing prices are still increases. Housing prices are still holding steady. The only thing that we're seeing is buying demand has kind of cooled off a little bit. So you're talking a difference between having 10 offers on every house, now having 2 offers. But is the house still being sold? Yes. And I think that that's where we need to have, that's the important conversation we need to have here. The properties are still selling.
The properties are still selling. Last time I checked, year over year, we up like 14%+ in real estate nationwide.
Yes.
I think people are looking at price drops and equating that to home values. Those are two different things. Of course, you're going to have price drops in this market. Of course, you're going to have, quote unquote, more inventory because it's taking a little while longer. Homes are not selling 7 days. They're selling in 30 days. That's normal.
It's normal. What you see is normal. And the reason that prices are going down, I'm a realtor. Let me tell you what we did. 2 years ago, we were making up prices. Through when we were going through that huge surge in buyer demand, I would look at a property. I could say I know for a fact the number of support that it is valued at 780. But we're gonna list it at 810. Because you know what? There's no inventory. And so when we started to do that, what we did is we pushed values up. People were paying the price. They were paying the differences when it came to appraisals. So even if the home did appraise at 790, the buyer paid 810. So it's on record that the home sold for 810,000. So now that is a new price. So all you're seeing now is we can no longer just make up prices. Because the demand is not there. People are not as willing to pay the cash value difference and the gaps in the appraisal prices. So, but those properties that did sell during that era are on record and they have sat on record. So now they're increasing the values of those areas. And that was in the best interest of the sellers. A lot of sellers were able to make a nice income to move on to their second and third properties or invest when they did that. So if you are looking at it from a perspective of I'm a buyer, I'm in this market, be mindful, this market is not suffering. The prices are fairer. They are much fairer for you guys. So you have a fair price. So you don't have to fight as hard to win an offer, but you still have to have some skin in the game. That's just what I want to say.
You definitely need to have some skin in the game. And I need everybody to go hit this like button. Smash that like button. We got about 1,300 people on here live. Shout out to all of y'all. But the housing market, like me and Kiana have been saying this for about a year now. We said this last year when we were still on market updates. Go check the tape of Rants and Gems last year. We told y'all 2022, 2023, expect some sort of correction to happen. You can't sustain 20, 25, 30% appreciation in 1 year in some of these markets. It's just not sustainable. But you're damn right. This thing is going to still go 10 to 15% in 2022. And in 2023, you're going to see more of normal levels of appreciation. 2 to 7%, depending on the market, but that's still appreciation. If you look at what all the economists are talking about, from MBA to Fannie, Freddie, they're all saying that or predicting that the market is still going to appreciate next year, just at a very small level. So you have to, guys, you have to look at this. Is it up and stuck? Because it didn't decrease. Did we lose the 40% of equity yet?
No, nobody lost their equity that I know of.
Let me put this on here.
Is it up and stuck? Yes. And then what's crazier now is I don't know. You have to think about the difference. Would you rather pay more for a property or would you rather have a higher interest rate? Because I remember two years ago, rates were at 2.75%. 2.75%, and now mortgage rates are right around 6% and 5.5%. So you're getting it from either the housing price or the interest rate. So a lot of you guys been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And I tell you all the time, if you own nothing, there's nothing to wait for because these interest rates are not going to slow down. The government wants their money back. They want their money back. That's what's going on. Like when you read, if you guys think about it from a different perspective, like just really break it down. They put all this low interest money into the market to stabilize the market because they were so afraid of the pandemic and everything that was going on with COVID. Now they just officially made an announcement saying that we are no longer in a pandemic. Did y'all see that on the news? It literally was on the news from our president that we are no longer in a pandemic. And now guess what? They want their money back. And that's how they're getting it back. And you and I don't know about you, but I don't, when you go against the government, you don't win.
So Powell said, Jay Washington, good question, good statement. He said, Powell literally said, we need house prices to go down and unemployment to go up. There will be a time to buy. First of all, do you see how ridiculous the feds are? How are you publicly saying we need people to lose their jobs and lose their houses? Like, yo, this whole administration is crazy to me, yo. It makes no goddamn sense what these people are saying and what they're doing.
It doesn't. And I'm sorry. I just couldn't trust it. When they said we're no longer in a pandemic and I scroll and I see people with COVID and monkeypox, what you mean we're not in a pandemic?
That's what I'm saying. Like they're tripping.
Like, it's like you're trying to convince me of something that I know is true. Like they're gaslighting us. The government is gaslighting y'all and y'all going for it. That's what it is. They are gaslighting you and telling you lies in your face. Like in your face. You don't look, see this?
Nah, look. What they're doing right now, they're just making this more expensive for everybody. They're making everything go up. There's no way you're going to fight. Why would anybody lower their prices right now? Think about this for a real perspective. If you own any type of business right now, and if you were accustomed over the past 2 to 3 years to get an X, Y, and Z price, why are you going to lower it? If people are paying. Hell, I don't even think the dollar menu is a dollar no more.
No, there's nothing for a dollar. Even the Dollar Tree doesn't sell things for a dollar. So there's nothing for a dollar. Like, and I just want us to recognize that when you look at the loan, they said gaslighting. For real, they really are. When I watch the news, and I watch the news twice a day, y'all, I am like so surprised at how they gaslighting us, telling me it's not a pandemic when I can call people right now that I know got COVID. So you're telling me there's no pandemic. Okay. You know,
mad people with COVID right now.
Me exactly, but no, the pandemic is over. Like, y'all, we are being gaslit in our face, and they're doing this. And I think a lot of it has a lot to do when I read this article about America is now in the real estate business. And what does that mean? When you have these big companies coming in and buying all the inventory, and now they're becoming America's landlord, and they're the ones that are paying these lobbyists, they're the ones you have the Blackstone and all these big companies. They're convincing you, the individual buyer, that your buying power doesn't make any sense and that you should not purchase. Meanwhile, these large companies, they're buying up the block and renting them back to you. And they are becoming America's landlord under your nose. And you need to be able to really recognize that and own a piece of property. And it doesn't have to be the most expensive piece of property. It doesn't have to be in the most popping area of your state. It just needs to be somewhere.
Life is sweet and made even sweeter when spent with the ones you love. Savor the moment, big or small, with the delicious bottled Starbucks Frappuccino drink. Or for a new favorite sip, check out the full Starbucks ready-to-drink coffee lineup online or wherever you buy groceries. Because with Starbucks coffee, you're always ready for the right now.
It needs to be somewhere, and that's what's going on. Oh, and before we open up for questions, I just wanted to put that out there. Let us not forget that the whole time they're telling you not to purchase and this is not a good time, the corporations is a great time and they're purchasing everything.
Look, America's turning into renters. We've been saying this for almost a year. And look, it's either you're going to rent or own. It's only three things you can do when it comes to housing. Rent, own, live with somebody, or become homeless. Fourth, that's the bonus, right? I know none of y'all want to be homeless.
Yeah.
Right? And I know y'all don't want to go live with nobody. So you're either going to rent or you're going to own. And if you're going to rent, God bless. Please rent. Do what works for best for you and your family. But as a landlord, thank you. I appreciate your payments.
Because guess what's happening? And we said this before. The rental rates are getting much higher. So you have rents that are actually outpacing the cost of mortgages. But nobody's talking about that. Y'all, they want to change. I'm telling you, they are gaslighting y'all. You're only focused on mortgage rates and high interest rates that you forgot that your rent almost doubled.
Yeah.
The whole time, you're waiting, you're talking about their interest rates. And I would definitely want to say, you know, just look at it from a different perspective and stop thinking you have to have the biggest, shiniest house on the block. You can just own a piece of property, let it be yours, and build your own equity and build your own wealth.
Look, so here's the bottom line with this Fed funds rates. Okay, great. They raised the rates. You can't control what they do anyway. So ultimately, at the end of the day, you need to focus on the things that you can control. The Fed's going to raise the rates again another 0.75 point in a couple more weeks or a couple more months whenever they meet again. What can you do about it? Nothing, right? If you want to buy real estate, I was eating a Caesar salad and Applebee's after I got my mani and pedi today, right?
Mani pedi day.
Oh, yeah, it was self-care today. I had to go get a mani and pedi. Like, I was long overdue, right? So I went to the Applebee's that was right there next to the spot. And I'm talking to a young lady and her man. They recognized who I was. They wanted to go to Invest Fest. But long story short, we're talking about they wanted to buy a house. So they was like, well, our friends are telling us, don't do this, don't do that. And I'm like, what do you want to do? Why are you listening to your friends? Like, what do you want to do? She's like, well, we want to buy our first home. I was like, can you afford whatever you got pre-approved for? They was like, yes. I was like, what are you waiting for then? Like, what's your plan? Are you trying to sell your house in 2 years? Or you, how long do you plan on living there? They was like, oh, at least 10 years. I said, great. So why are you thinking about short-term things that may have no impact on your life? People, if you're looking to buy your primary residence, be smart. Don't pay over asking. Try to negotiate right now because this is the season to negotiate. It wasn't your season to negotiate.
Well, it's your season now.
But it's your season now, but don't get it twisted. It's still not a buyer's market. Technically, it's still a seller's market, but now sellers are more willing to negotiate. So if you can negotiate with somebody, negotiate with them. Get what you can. But just make sure you can afford with everything. Afford the property. And if you are looking to invest, cash flow is king, baby. If you're looking to flip, be careful. Be careful to flippers because the market could turn on you at any given second and your flip could turn to flop.
So that's, you gotta have a
strategy, you know,
flipping and building and developing, that takes way more strategy than just buying and living in your first property, which is what we're focused on in this conversation. We had some really good comments in the over here. It was someone, she what's her name? Johnny O33. I can't grab her, but she's up at
834. Let me grab her. Where is she? Man, that's mad comments here.
8:34 p.m.
All right, let me go to 8:34. What was her name? All right, I'm on 8:34.
J-O-N-N-I-O 33, I believe. Yeah.
I don't see her.
So basically they said, facts, I bought a house in Virginia for $370,000 in 2018. Turned that into $680,000 crib in Maryland in 2020, and then flipped that into a new 5,000 square foot crib in Georgia. Get you some real estate. I mean, there's really nothing else we can say to that comment, but yeah, that's his real life, and that's what's going on, and that's how you build wealth. You build equity, and then you buy up if you want to buy up, or you stay where you are.
Yo, look, join us. If you got an opinion, make sure if you want to come on live, I just posted the link. We want to hear your opinion today.
I want to hear a couple of opinions. Someone said she has no idea what she's talking about. I would love to hear what you got to say. Come on.
Oh, who is that? Let's get come you on here. Come on in here, sis, bro.
I want all the smoke. Come on.
You are our special guest today.
That's something I can tell you I do know. And that's real estate. So you can come on right up. Come right up.
Look, mortgage rates are high, home prices are high, rent is high. Pick your poison. So, look, here's the rules when you come on the Rants and Gems show. If you don't have a camera on when you get into the back office, you might as well forget about it. You're not getting on the show. I need to see how you look. I need to see your lighting is good. So if you ain't got that, at least do not expect to come on here. So please turn your cameras on for the couple folks who decided to come backstage. And you have literally less than 10 seconds to do this, so I have to get rid of you, unfortunately. Yeah. But whoever wants to join the show, come on, join the show. Bring
on. We're ready to have some dialogue. I think it's always great to talk about, especially when we're talking about interest rates and what's going on in the market. Someone asked a really good question about Open Door. I think that if you want to come on, it would be a great time to have a conversation about that. Keep in mind, Roast recently, Open Door, they just recently reported some losses in their portfolio.
They reported for iBuying.
That's iBuying, though. Yeah. Always knew iBuying. The whole point of iBuying was we're going to replace real estate agents. When you see what happens when you rely on data and iBuying to buy up entire blocks without physically seeing properties and physically seeing the neighborhoods and physically sitting people out, you buy at inflated prices that don't make sense. And now they're sitting on inventory. That's not a reflection of the market. That's a reflection of their bad practices in the back end.
Exactly. That's why you need a realtor.
That's my opinion on that. Someone asked, it's a reflection of them.
So this is what we're going to do. For the couple people who's in the back office, let's have a good dialogue. Let's keep it to guidelines. Ask one questions. No profanity here on EYL Network and no promoting your businesses because I will cut you off in 2.2 seconds. Okay?
Say what you got to say, though. We ready. We want all the smoke. Let's go.
All right. So we're going to get my man Drew right here. We're going to bring Drew to the show. How are you, my brother?
I'm doing it for you guys.
Good. Live and blessed. So talk to us.
Okay.
What you got going on today? What's your thoughts?
So first of all, I'm gonna say it's wild because you know I'm a new entrepreneur, I'm a new business owner, right? And to see how you know they are trying to get their money back going up 0.75%, correct? Yes. That's huge, you know. Being that I'm newly married, wanting to have children.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Wanting to have children soon and wanting to actually get into the housing market. It's tough to see things like this. So I actually have a question for you guys, you know, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
What would be the process in, you know, like a first home buyer or a new entrepreneur attempting to, you know, take on both of those challenges and get into the game? Like, what is, like, I guess, a top three step that you can give that would assist us with that?
I'm going to say you asked a loaded question. So you're asking about buying a home and you're asking about building a business, right? And becoming an entrepreneur and maybe leveraging some funds to do so. The first thing I would say you need to do, and this is what I do with all my businesses, and anyone that knows me knows I'm a numbers person. Get you a business plan and calculate your business and what it's going to take, the operating expenses, what it's going to take to launch and successfully scale that business, and make sure that when you borrow those funds, that is a business that is going to actually make money. There's a lot of people that run businesses and they are not profitable. And that is because they did not do the business plan first. Do your business plan and make sure you line up and do your financials. That's my advice when it comes to the entrepreneur segment. I'm going to let Matt take over the housing segment.
I'll be honest with you. I was a little bit distracted. Shout out to the distractions in the world. But
what do you also know about buying his first house?
Okay. Buying the first house.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know you say you were married and newborn.
No, we're in the talks of you know, starting that process.
All right. And now are you you're self-employed?
Yes.
So, and you've been self-employed for how long?
Going on 3 years.
3 years. And you've been filing your taxes properly?
Yes.
So, I mean, you got to just get pre-approved, bro.
Okay.
I would say that's your first step. Get yourself pre-approved. And I'm not sure if Kiana was saying this because I was kind of caught up in something else.
Well, I'll catch you up. Like, basically, get yourself pre-approved, please. But you get yourself pre-approved. But because I've worked with Matt several times and I know work with a lot of entrepreneurs, if you have not paid your taxes, if you're on a payment plan with your taxes, make sure you have that evidence because their underwriter is going to need it. And then have enough money saved to cover your down payment. You're probably going to have to get what we like to call an exotic loan or an entrepreneur loan. You may not be able to get the traditional loan and you're probably going to have to put a little bit more money down. And a lot of times that's because they're going to take a risk with you being an entrepreneur. So I would tell you to have about 15% saved, if not a little bit more, maybe 20%, but there's no guarantee you're going to have to use all of that money. People can get very creative as long as your paperwork is clear. You filed your taxes. If you have not paid the IRS. You have a payment plan that's very clear with the IRS. And all of your money, you're not commingling funds. A lot of entrepreneurs commingle funds, and that becomes an issue. Your personal account is your personal account. Your business account is your business account. You're going to see distributions go through, or you're either on payroll as an entrepreneur, but you can't be commingling funds. They don't want to see your personal laundry bill coming out of your business account. So those are things that I would say to look out for.
Okay. Thank you.
Great advice. Great advice. Good luck with everything.
Thank you, man. You guys have a blessing.
You too. Pure Gems by the Queen. Thank you for thank. Let me move my book back. Let me move my book right here. You had to help me down.
When I'm telling y'all, October 12th, when my book drops, I'm putting it on my forehead, y'all. This is gonna be me when my book drops. You ain't even gonna see my face. Y'all better support me on October the 12th. I'm really gonna go crazy.
All right, my bad. I was a little distracted in my text messages right there.
No problem.
What? Let me shout out. All right, Destiny, we coming for you, Queen. You behind a truck or something? What we got going on here?
I'm at work right now. Yeah, I am.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. This is not playing.
You out here working. What's up, Queen? How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How y'all doing?
Alive and blessed. So talk to us. What you got going on?
I have a lot going on. I'm an up-and-coming entrepreneur. I'm not successful yet. I have businesses, but like Miss Tiana had mentioned a few minutes ago with the business account, I have a business account, but I did a lot of co-mingling. So everything is not structured properly. So I'm in the process of getting my funds together so I can structure my business properly and actually make things happen.
All right. So, what can we help you with?
A lot of things. I don't have any direct. Today, my question would be, how can I get an exotic loan? Like, how can I get an exotic loan, and what are the requirements needed for an entrepreneur loan? Like, I have my LLC. It's been open for a couple of years. It's not running, but I need funds. Like, right now, I'm not even getting paid. I'm dropping this load off. I haven't even gotten paid. Like, it's complicated, but I need to know what's the requirements? What do I need to do in order to get approved for a loan? My credit is getting better. I've been working on it for years now.
Well, you're talking about a loan to buy a property or like a small business loan, a loan.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For your personal, so to help with your company?
Both.
Okay. So I'm going to let Matt take over because he's the mortgage guy. I mean.
Well, I'm not even going to talk no mortgages to you right now because you ain't ready for no mortgage. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. You just told me so many different things that I find really like disturbing in my soul right now. First of all, you coming on here dimming your light, first and foremost, talking about you ain't successful. You need to cut that out. First of all, you need to speak life into yourself. No, nothing. You are successful. You talking about you got a couple businesses and you're doing this and you're doing that. You better stop talking. Death in life is in the power of the tongue. So first and first, you are successful. You ain't no yet involved. You have to speak what you want into the universe. So that's first things first. Second thing is, if you are running businesses, like you driving a truck for free right now, we got to figure out why you driving trucks for free. There ain't no goddamn reason in the world you should be out here in this PM hours dropping off loads for free.
It's my fault. I put myself in this situation.
No, but that's what I'm saying. So for me, I would want you to focus on, you said you're getting your credit right. So I think that's the first step. Get your credit right. Get your money right at the same time and make sure your businesses are operating at a level to where you can afford a house. Because ultimately, even if I tell you all the requirements and everything that you need to know about getting a loan right now, it doesn't mean you're able to afford that property. So I don't want our people foreclosing. That's first.
Well, I know what to do. Like, it's not like, okay, I understand what you mean when you said that I'm not ready to have a mortgage right now. I know what to do with the money. I know how, like a business plan, like Ms. Kiana mentioned, you know, a business plan. You have to have everything written down. You have to know what you need, what expenses for everything, you know? So I know what to do.
So what you're basically saying, I think that for you, as you are moving about, you're driving an 18-wheeler, so we need to get you some paid, dedicated runs. But that's number one at the top of the list. Facts. Of course, you know, my husband owns a trucking business. I used to actually help him dispatch way back in the day. I know a lot about the trucking industry. And I'm going to tell you, there are loads. Yeah, it's a lot people don't know. Layers to me, there's layers. Like,
awesome, Queen.
There's so many layers to what I do. And I, you know, I even like, that's what we used to do at the beginning. So I want to tell you, one, there's a lot that you can do because you are a truck driver, different types of funding you can get, different types of funding that will come to you, different ways to get paid ahead of time and factoring your payments so you can get paid ahead of time. I would just want to see you specifically start looking at, one, this is my business, because you may have several businesses. Let's write, at the very least, write down all your businesses, write down what it takes, operational expenses. What does it take to operate that business? What is that dollar amount, right? And then when you look at the bottom line number, how much money are you making? How much money are you making on each business? Because in my opinion, you want to be good at one amazing business, bring you a lot of income. And maybe it's not the time for you to focus on all the businesses. Focus on the most profitable business right now. Structure it correctly. And if you were to take out a business loan, look at that business loan as a way to catapult you up, right? And see what is it going to do to help you with your business. That is my advice for you. Start with writing down a plan. And you can't get laser focused on 10 things at once. Laser focus is one thing. Focus on the one thing. That is my favorite book, The One Thing. And I would highly recommend you focus on the one thing that's making you the most income. And me,
what's
seeing
the name of the book? Oh, excuse me.
It's The One Thing by Gary Keller. The One Thing. And me seeing you driving this 18-wheeler, I just know that you are able to, you have the skills to make a huge income in the trucking industry. And you are a woman. You are a double minority. There are government contracting opportunities.
Absolutely.
Matter of fact, sis, send me a message. I'm about to put you in my group. That's it. I got a group, and it's a Society of Us, and I got somebody in there that teaches government contracting. I am going to gift you that for the next 90 days. And I'm serious. Send me a message right now. You need to be in this group.
Thank you so much.
I'm serious.
Look, I love that.
I don't need to talk about it no more. Because she got it. It's just, and I know
how. You got the hustle.
Exactly. You hustling. I know how it feels to have the hustle with no direction. Let's get you direction.
Look, I love this. I love this. Destiny, we got your back. Whatever. And I'll put you on my groups too. So that way you can learn about real estate financing and everything like that. So look, I want you to hit up Jordana. Email, and look, everybody, don't be emailing Jordana, okay? But this is only for Destiny. Let's not block her blessings. Hit up Jordana at rantsandgems.com and just tell her you were, if she's here in the studio with us, so she'll know who it is. Just send her an email when you stop driving. And she'll make sure you get into both our groups. So that way we can help you personally.
Girl, that money that you can get for government contracting, being a truck driver, she in there.
Absolutely. So make sure you email Destiny, all right? And drive safe.
I am. Okay, thank you guys so much. Destiny. I love y'all. Thank you so much.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Shout out to Destiny.
Oh my gosh, my heart poured out to her because I can feel it. Like, I've been there. Like, oof, it's like, you just need direction. You got the idea. You just need direction. So I'm
absolutely. Let's get homeboy right here. Oh shit! Come on, bro. Put that shit. Put it up there, son. Let's go, son. Oh, we pumping. Let's go, baby.
man.
I even know he was going to do that. Shameless plug.
Hey, yo, listen, man, you put me on the journey, man. Like one time I was watching your live. He was all like, do you like getting money? If not, get your real estate license. And here I am. I pay for a course. I'm taking online course while I'm listening to y'all at the same time. But my question to you is, in the book, this is going to be my second time reading this book. I'm studying this. This is my house economic Bible. You don't say anything about Section 8, like, because I'm a single father of four. I got custody of my kids. And I'm on Section 8, you know. But you don't say anything like, could you be on Section 8 and could you get a voucher? I mean, could you still have your voucher and still file for a fourplex? Because my goal is to be a landlord.
Absolutely.
I want to be a landlord.
Yeah, 100%. So first of all, thank you for your support. Shout out to you, single dad, holding down the kids. I love that. My pops was a single dad, so that's damn dead in my heart. That's why I'm a super dad to this day. So I appreciate all the kings. Throw some gems in the comment for all these kings, and especially Stefan the champ that's on us right here right now, for holding down, because dads get a bad rep. It's always a deadbeat dad. They don't never celebrate the good dads. So I want to give you your flowers, brother, for holding your family down and taking action by being on my live, copping the book, and actually out there now getting your real estate license. So that's dope, bro. And I'm gonna put you in my courses too. Right, since you brought the book, but you brought the bundle, right?
Yeah, it came with the webinar. I watched the webinar. I got my house economics interior, my notes, and
In that 3-day masterclass, we talk about Section 8, just from a property management standpoint. But to answer your question, can you use your Section 8 voucher to buy a house? Absolutely, you can. Okay. And Section 8 will pay some of your mortgage too with that voucher. So a lot of people don't know that. Actually, I should do some content behind that. Yeah. Maybe I will. I'll do some content behind that probably in the next week about Section 8 and using it with FHA loans to house hack, because you can definitely do it.
Okay. Thank you for answering my question. I was always nervous. I'm like, damn, I'm scared. It was my mindset, but I'm all like, I am trying to be a real estate agent. I'm trying to be a landlord. So I'm all like, you know what? Let me ask Matt, and I asked you this on your live before. I think you were showing off your property on your house. You were building a new house on your live, I think. And you like, yo, the guys was cutting the trees. Now you're like, yo, they putting in hard work.
Yeah.
And I asked you this question on your live, but I don't know if you answered it now. So now I had the opportunity to come here. I appreciate you answering that for me.
Nah, that's dope. That's dope. You was one of the lucky few who got to see Garland Gardens in action, because I don't think I'm ever showing that again.
Okay.
But nah, dope, man. I'm proud of you. What market are you in?
Right now, I'm not in no market. I'm just I kickbox for like my side hustle, professional fighter. But I took the real estate class, and
where do you live?
I live in Boston.
And you're in Boston, 617. Okay?
Yeah, okay. 617. So I have to October 5th to finish this. Pay $299 for the class, and I gotta,
you got it.
But that's all I wanted to ask you, man. I appreciate that.
Yo, bro, like, I appreciate you. Whatever I can do to help, let me know, man.
No, this is all the answers right here I got about the loans and about the bubble mortgage. I mean, the balloon mortgage and stuff like that. You know, so I kind of understand everything. But that was just the only question I had for you guys. I appreciate it. You stay blessed, Queen, all right? Rinse and gem all day. Get your Bible, man. Get your Bible. Y'all missing out.
I'm trying to tell y'all, man. Shout out to Stefan the champ. I didn't even know he was going to do this when I brought him up. You know what I mean? But like,
I know you didn't know. We know Matt didn't know. But this is the thing. Matt definitely wrote an amazing book. So you guys get the book. If you don't have the book, get House Hackonomics.
Yeah, okay. Please do.
We had some amazing people on here. You know what? What's touching me right now? I can tell that we have a group of people that are eager to learn, change their lives, and change their situations, and that's dope.
Yeah, let's get it. Let's bring on Paul.
Hello.
What's going on?
It's actually Low. Paul is my fiance.
Okay. What's going on, brother?
Sorry, we got a newborn here.
Oh man, congratulations.
Congratulations.
So we recently closed on our first property, and we completely rehabbed it. So I'm looking at y'all on the TV, so that's why I might not be looking at the camera. We learned that that is called forced appreciation. So something that we were considering doing is actually flipping the property in about 2 years. That's probably the first question. The next question is, if we didn't, one of the things that we were looking to getting into is renting properties. And we were wondering how that works in regard to like the debt to income ratio with, let's just say we got student loans, you know, the first property, et cetera. How would you get into multifamily properties from that point on?
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this one part, and I'm going to let Matt take over because he's more of an expert on DTI and things like that. But when you're getting that second property, be mindful that what you put down for this first property may have been a 5% down conventional loan or an FHA loan with 3.5% down. When you get the second property, you will be putting 20% down. And I think that there's too many myths and rumors out here. So prepare yourself for the down payment first. Prepare yourself for the down payment and then look at what you can lease the property for and what type of income you can produce from the property. Okay. That's how you can help offset some of your DTI depending on the lender, but I'm going to let Matt take that over.
Yeah. I kind of agree with Kiana saying, like, what do you have right now? Single family?
Yes.
And you're going to flip that single family?
Yes.
Why are you going to flip it?
Just something. Well, We were originally headed back to the Chicago market, and we found out our son, you know, was on the way.
So you're going to sell just to move back home?
Potentially. But we're really close to this university, and we got hip to, like, nursing, traveling nursing renting and resident renting. And we were considering doing that, like, people who rent their property out to nurses and people in medical school, et cetera.
So what I would do is this, right? I would keep the property because it's a single family. You can rent out those rooms to those traveling nurses and things of that nature. Airbnb it. And there's a bunch of traveling nurses sites out there where you can find potential tenants. And okay. I would, if you have equity in 2 years, I would probably explore taking out a home equity line of credit out of that property while it's still your primary residence. Before okay. you. So the key is, do your line of credit while still your primary residence.
Okay.
Right? Because you're going to get better pricing and better rates when it's your primary residence. Now you have that, once you have that home equity credit, then you can explore moving back home to Chicago. You use the Airbnb strategy, use the traveling nurse strategy to rent out that house. I would probably definitely never sell it, especially because of the proximity towards the university, like you said, right? So mm-hmm. keep that, take the equity, and then go to Chicago and buy yourself a fourplex or a threeplex, and then now you can start your house hacking journey from there and use minimum down payments and try to repeat that process for the next couple of years. So that's what I would do if I was in you and your wife's situation.
Okay.
That's a good situation. And I have the best realtor in Chicago for you whenever you're ready.
Absolutely.
That would be great. That would be great.
Like, and she specializes in multifamily, and I've seen her products. When I go up there, she had me on the west side somewhere eating somewhere. So yeah, I know what it looked like. So I'm very familiar. So we'll get to it. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Rants and Gems show.
Yeah, absolutely, brother. Thank you. And congratulations again.
Thank you.
I'm reading some stuff on the right-hand side.
What you got?
This is some good stuff. Tammy said, I love this ish. Great time to be alive. John said, what about those who put 20% down and no FHA or other type of loans? I think that we just got to remember that FHA is for primary residents only. So if you keep that at the forefront of your mind that, you know what, no matter what I put down on this house, if I use an FHA loan, I need to live in that house. As long as you keep that at your forefront, then you'll know exactly how to navigate and when to use the FHA loan.
Agreed. Well okay. said. Let's bring in, you got another question you see? That's
bring somebody else down.
All right, let's bring in Latasha Williams. Latasha Williams, what's up?
How are you? How you guys doing?
Alive and blessed. How are you?
Good. So my question is, I'm interested in investing in my city in Montgomery, Alabama. Mm. And I was trying to see what are some of the basic factors you look at when you look to possibly buy plots of land or figure out what they're doing in the area to know it's a good investment.
the best advice I received and what I'm following along now on my development journey is going to these city council meetings and going to those meetings to find out what is coming to the area. So if there is something coming, then you buy the land and they have their plans far out. Like you're talking, they have plans that they know are coming. So when that Starbucks is finally built, those plans have been there for such a long time. So start going to those board meetings and stop going to those city council meetings and get into the know of what's coming to the area. Then invest in land that is in close proximity to those opportunities, those development opportunities. So I like, you got to follow the development, follow the growth patterns of your city. That would be my number one advice to you. And then secondly, when you're buying land, land is like, I just want to buy some land. Follow the steps, like test the soil, make sure you get all your tests, make sure you get your surveys, do your due diligence, because you can buy a piece of land and it be trash land that you can't even build on. And I have three people in my database that happened to because they thought they got such a great deal. So there are so many more factors into getting land. Get you a real estate agent first and foremost, someone to represent your best interest. But for you to be in the know, get involved and get in the know about what's coming to your area.
100%.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was about to second that you got to know what's being developed in the area. That's the most important thing besides doing the soil tests and everything like that, because you might have a plan for something and they might not, nothing happening in that area for the next 10 years. So if you know what's happening and it's all public record. So you got to be a part of those zoning meetings and everything like that in those areas to know exactly if this is going to be a good opportunity for you or not. And you can see what's happening in that area 10 years out.
Yeah. Okay.
With land, I think it's just so important just to know. Most people look at land, I just want to buy land. Typically with land, I found two or three companies that could do 60%, 40% down and 50% down. But if you're not doing land to build, you're just going to buy raw land. Oftentimes that's cash or that's going to be money down. So you may want to get creative in how you get that money, which may be a personal loan or a different type of loan. And then you go buy the land if you don't have the cash, because there's no putting 5% down on raw land. That does not exist.
No, not at all. Most likely it's going to be all cash.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you for joining tonight. Let's bring on Natural One. Natural One.
Hey, Natural One.
Thank you for joining tonight.
What's going on, brother?
Let's bring on Natural One.
Turn down your volume.
Thank you for joining tonight.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Let me change it up. I'm on my tablet right now. So I got a quick question. I'm not going to take too much of your time and everything, but, you know, me and my wife are military veterans and we both got a VA loan that we're going to be using here soon. And I'm just trying to figure out like the best way to do that. What would y'all do in that situation? Cause, my wife wants a home for us to live in. We got a child, we got one kid and, I want to have, you know, real estate property and stuff, and I want to do that, but she wants to make a home. So, like, where's the compromise? What could we do and both use our VA benefits, you know?
I would say, first of all, thank you for your service. First things first. I would go a multifamily all day. Me personally. Well, hold on. First of all, let me say this. Happy wife, happy life, my brother. Hold on, let me shut the hell up. I forgot what I was saying for a second.
Let me make sure she's not around to hear that, man. You're gonna get me in trouble.
Happy wife, happy life. First things first, but ultimately, what I've learned in my years of just relationships in general is that if your wife doesn't feel secure with your plan, then she's never going to want to see your vision through, right? So you have to find a way to make your wife secure with your plan of action, of why you think is more advantageous for your family to live in house hack through multifamilies first prior to buying your, you know, your dream house or your single family home, right? So I think you have to probably present the plan in a different manner than you have been presenting it. So that way she can be 110% on board, because maybe she's feeling that way is because she's just not comfortable with that plan or comfortable with being a landlord. So I think as a man, we have to identify what our women what they're not comfortable with and try to make them as comfortable as possible, because no woman is going to go through something if she ain't comfortable, no matter how much she love you.
Yeah.
And see, am I right, Kiana, or am I right?
No, you're right. I'm with you when you're right. And he's absolutely right. Me, I'm going on being married 10 years in March. And I'm going to tell you, in order for me to trust any vision that, and that goes both ways, and you have to make sure that you're a person understands that vision and supports it fully. So that's one thing. And if she's looking for that picket white fence house, right? She wants the family home. And you're like, I want a house hack. You got to find a middle
ground. That's exactly what's going on.
Like, and you have to try to find a middle ground. And then there's another thing that I like to think about, because from my understanding with the VA loan, it's owner occupants only, right? It's not a loan you can go out here and use. And, you know, it's not like a conventional loan where you could just go buy it and put a renter in it. So if you're not going to house on that loan, why don't you get her the house? Get the white picket fence house. Go ahead and get your house, right? Because this is what you can do. Get your house in a place that's going to appreciate in value. And you can still go out and get a conventional loan somewhere else and turn that into an income producing property. It's not that you got to just, you don't, yeah, the no money down is great. But the way this market is shifting, if you get the ugliest house that's been on the market for the longest amount of time, I guarantee you can get you some sellers to contribute to your closing costs. If you were to put the money down on a conventional loan, you pay a little bit of money out of pocket. And then now you have, your wife is happy. Y'all have your family home. And then now you bought your investment property and she can go along with that. So you just, so I personally think, because I can tell you right now, there are deals to be had in this market with the right real estate professional negotiating on your behalf. That is what I would suggest you do, because it sounds like to me, she may not be that into house hacking. And it takes, I think that house hacking is amazing, but I also feel like it's for a specific individual in a specific age group. That is okay with all their neighbors living next to them, right? And some of us are just not comfortable with that. If she's not, I don't, there's no plan you're going to be able to put in her face, in my opinion, because that's what I think, to change that. Because that's a dramatic change, unless you were to find like a duplex or something like that, where it's completely separate. A really nice one, like a real nice one. You can look for some gyms like that.
I'm trying to convince her that she can live next to somebody and they don't have to like be living in the same, you know, house and everything, using the same kitchen and stuff like that. But we both actually have VA loans. So we both are military veterans, but we're trying to figure out the best way to do this, like both use it, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, get the most for our money.
No. Let me tell you something. We do not support mortgage fraud on this, on our show. No. You done took it too far. You got to figure that out on your own, buddy. We are telling you. The rules own the occupants only. And unless y'all about to split up and live in two different houses and you can somehow prove that to an underwriter, I unfortunately have to advise you that you'll be using one VA loan, and then the other loan will be a conventional investment loan with 20% down. My name is Kiana Watson, number 317576. Okay.
So, natural one. My name is Matthew Garland, NMLS number 58700. And here at Rants and Gems and EYL Network, we do not condone mortgage fraud. So, therefore, furthermore, like the queen has said,
trying to go on. I just want to try and make sure that we do the best thing we do with that one, with that VA loan. That's all, you know.
The best thing you do is you buy one house with that VA loan and move your family into it, and go and put 20% down on your investment properties. And
got it. Okay.
Ever after. The end.
Okay.
And when it's time for you to buy your dream house, then you can use the second VA loan because you wouldn't use all your entitlement.
Got it. Okay. That's what I wanted to know. That you got. Thank you, MG. Thank you, Kiana. You guys answered everything. That's what I was trying to figure out. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Natural One. We love you and your family. Have a great night.
Happy wife, happy life.
Happy wife, happy life.
No. All day, I'll be like, you know what? And I always y'all trying to get me to lose my life. I'll be on the phone like, no, we can't do that. No, we can't. You are not. No. It is a no.
Hell no.
how many times we got to tell y'all. Stop trying to scam the system. It is a no. The second property is an investment property, and you will have to put 20% down. That is it.
Oh, hell no. Not on our watch.
You think we're trying to figure it out? No.
Ain't nothing to figure out, sir. All right, let's bring in Sunny.
What's hello, up, girl? Hi. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
This is my first time on the show, and
welcome.
I have a bundle of questions, but I'm not going to take up a lot of time. My very first question is, I am in the market. I want to purchase my own house. I'm a veteran as well. I'm also a single mom.
Okay.
I'm really confused about the whole process. Like, I got started, I stopped. Like, right now, I'm literally working with a lender. And I think because of some issues that I have on my credit, but they're saying it's not bad. It's just a lot of whole crazy, confusing stuff going on as far as I'm concerned. Right now, the lender is telling me possibly I might be pre-approved for about 160K. I live in the Atlanta Stone Mountain market, Georgia.
Okay.
It's not really a lot of nice properties for that much money. I'm actually renting right now, and I'm also a Section 8 tenant because I got hurt. So I'm actually a disabled veteran.
Okay.
So I know there's a lot of things going on. I recently just found out the fact that they do have a program where they help you purchase your property through Section 8. Well, MG said I didn't know that they will actually help you pay half of the mortgage. Didn't know that. Had an issue with trying to reach out to people here in Georgia. Sorry for anybody who's watching, but Georgia's a train wreck. Just going to be honest. So it's kind of hard to reach people when they don't want to get back to you. You know, it's a lot. And like I said, this is my first time going through this whole process. And I want to add, I do want to purchase your book. Where can I get it from?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm glad you asked that question, yeah. Okay, so you can go to my Instagram page, MG the Mortgage Guy, and click the link in my bio, okay, or hit the shop button, or you could go, I think it's mgbookstore.com, and pick up House Hackonomics. We would love to have you a part of the House Hackonomics family. We'll teach you everything you need to know about house hacking your life away the legal way.
Yeah. Right.
The legal way.
The legal way.
The legal way. All right. So thank you for that shameless plug opportunity. But yes. I would tell you, yes, you can use the Section 8. I'm probably going to do a whole video behind this.
Please, because like I'm lost over the questions, but I just want to make sure I do this right. I plan on living in this house probably for 10 years plus. So I want to find something that's, you know, I guess comfortable, and I can go from there. But I was like, this is my first time, so it's a whole market that I'm really not familiar with.
Can I ask you a question? Are you working with a realtor at this time?
I do have one. Yes, ma'am. Good.
So this is what I would suggest you do. Get on a Zoom meeting with your realtor. This is what I offer. This is me telling you what you need to do. Get on a Zoom meeting with your realtor. Tell your realtor to share a screen with you and show you opportunities within your price point, your proposed price point, in areas and desirable areas, whether it's going to be single family or a townhome or a purchase that you can afford. Then from there, the lender that they have probably connected you to, tell that lender that you're interested in two programs. You want to do the VA and you want to see how you can buy a house through the voucher, having the affordable housing voucher. The third thing I want you to do is do your own research. You know, when you get the housing voucher, especially in the metro Atlanta area, you can go to that website and reach out to your case manager and ask them what steps you need to take in order to use this voucher to help you purchase a house. When you do all three of those things, you're empowering yourself to make an informed decision, and you're able to say, okay, I found this out on my own. Now let me talk to my trusted professionals to move from there.
Okay. Because I was about to say, I wanted to know if, like, I can join any groups y'all might have. I'm not really on social media a lot. And in addition to, I got other stuff going on, like entrepreneurship stuff. But I want to take care of this first.
Yes.
Like, I definitely want to take care of this first.
As a home
I'm tired of paying rent and making somebody else wealthy. Like, that, it has to stop. I just can't do it no more.
I gave you the best advice. I'm telling you to start there. That is where you start. Because now you're trying to combine so many different programs. You got to compare apples to oranges.
Right.
Together, or if they're just going to be separate and choose the right path for you.
Okay.
I love
it. Really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
And I'm definitely going to order your book. So I'll be probably ordering it after I get off the phone.
I put the link in the chat. So I put the link in the YouTube chat. So yes, you guys can, if you want to get the book, go get it.
Me and MC said we're going, you know, we partner with everything.
Listen, I'm a big person on information, so when you get it, I don't like doing stuff without being informed because I feel like, all right, I might be missing something.
Yes.
And you don't want to make a decision and you're not completely informed, especially something as big as buying a house.
Agreed.
So, yeah. I thank you guys so much. I'm definitely going to continue to follow. And like I said, this is my first time. I happened to stumble. You know what? It didn't happen by happenstance. I asked Spirit, and it just so happened I clicked on YouTube and you guys was live. And I got a notification. So it's meant for me to be on here so I can be able to ask you guys the questions I needed. But I thank you guys so, so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate you, Queen.
Have a good evening.
You too.
You do the same. We had some good guests tonight.
Yeah, some great guests. We just got one more question. Fuji said, what are the qualities, characteristics of a great investor agent? Do they expect exclusivity?
Where are you seeing this at?
It's in the chat. It's on the comments.
On the bottom? I don't see that.
Fuji TV just asked it 918.
Oh, okay. I see.
I'm going to tell you, Fuji TV, when you're looking to work with a real estate professional, can we say something that most people don't get? We do not get a salary every month. We don't get paid compensated every 2 weeks. We only get compensation at the closing table. So there will be a little bit of exclusivity required. And I do have investor-friendly agents that require a retainer, because if they get a retainer up front, all the time they put into researching properties, running numbers, touring properties with you, at least there will be some form of guaranteeing compensation before the close. So I do have an entire investor department, and she has closed over 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 deals, and she does nothing but investment for herself and others. So, and you can go to any agent if you want to. It's not even just about my company, but be mindful of that and do not come to agents thinking I'm just going to run you down, when we actually have bills to pay every single day, just like you guys. So we ask for the exclusive agreement in order for us to be guaranteed compensation. So if you're not going to do an exclusive agreement, still be open to paying a retainer fee for investors, especially investors when y'all have 4 to 5 different agents running around, and then sign a non-exclusive agreement. So that non-exclusive agreement protects the real estate professional. So every property address that they have shown you, if you so happen to want to purchase that property, that specific one, then they're entitled to compensation, but you can work with several different realtors. So just think about it. The more that you commit to a real estate agent, the more they're going to commit to you. So that's my answer.
I have nothing to add to that one. You dropped a lot of gems. Yo, drop some gems in the comments if you guys like tonight's episode of Rants and Gems. We talked about the Fed funds rates and our opinion on this whole thing with the housing market. And today you guys were our guests. You know, I like these type of shows when we bring the people.
Me too. I mean, I like these type of shows because it reminds me. I'm over here building my businesses, and I still talk real estate. But to answer these questions and to remind myself, like, you know, I mean, I really do know this. It's really good.
We do this in real life, Kiana.
We do it in real life, but we're also able to help people, and I can see that. What I like about it is when you guys are asking questions, you're taking notes, and you're making real life decisions from these answers. And that tells us that what we're doing is not in vain, and that we're educating a group of people to take action when it comes to real estate. And that right there warms my soul.
Look, my soul, I'm full tonight. I think you guys rocked out today. Again, drop gems in the comments. Like, comment, share, subscribe, share this with 10 people. You know, come back and support every single week. Next week, we're on 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And can we say that and I had to put it on my calendar. So we are 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for every single Wednesday, except for the last Wednesday of the month. So the last Wednesday of the month, it is 6 o'clock. So set your calendars, and we'll also make sure we post this on the Rants and Gems page and get you guys some text message reminders so you can keep up. 8 o'clock for the first 3 weeks, 6 o'clock for the last week of the month.
That's exactly. Because the last Wednesday of the month we do for EYL University, We do an open enrollment, which is a class that we basically would do in our private group, but we do it live on YouTube for, you know, the audience, our audience to watch and learn as well. So open enrollment is next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we'll be on at 6 p.m. tomorrow. I mean, next week, and we'll be live. And I'm pretty sure we're going to have a lot to talk about because it's Revolt Summit this weekend in Atlanta.
Yeah.
We'll be outside. Oh, we got something going on, too, that I need to tell you offline. we outside. Just prepare. We are outside. I know you say you got shit to do Sunday, but yeah.
All right, y'all.
This is what happens when you're part of the network. We are outside. Yes.
Ooh, let me tell you something. I felt it in my spirit. I said, watch, Matt, because he tried to send a little text the other day. Hey, what you got going on this weekend? I said, well, these are the things I got going on. He's like, oh, okay. And yep. I knew it.
And, he was like, I didn't say nothing else after that. I said, oh, okay.
No words. But, I mean, you know, let's talk offline. You know, I'm always down for a good time. And let's see what we got going on with Rants and Gems. But you guys, thank you guys for tuning in to an incredible episode of Rants and Gems. And, you know, like, comment, subscribe, share with your friends, share with five people that you feel like would actually benefit from this information. And we will see you guys next week. I'm Kiana Watson. Matt, we got to go in order. This is your part.
Oh, yeah, my bad. So, look, InvestFest, London, Halloween, the most prestigious venue in London, the Royal Albert Hall. Make sure you guys pull up to London. Halloween weekend, InvestFest is October 31st on Halloween, the last day of Black History Month in London. So we need you guys to pull up. If you've never been to London, this is the perfect opportunity. We have a VIP day, which is going to be that Sunday, October 30th. Like I said, a VIP day, not a night, a day. So there's a lot of activities happening. Get your tickets for both the VIP day and InvestFest. We got an all-star lineup. It's going to be amazing information. So come across the pond with us. Go to investfest.com and pull up to London with us. Come across the pond. We'd love to see you. And, yeah, I don't have any other housekeeping items besides, you know, we're going to be in Atlanta this weekend, so it's going to be a vibe, as always. Oh, yeah. I can't wait to get to Wakanda.
And don't forget, Disrupt Development. It's coming out October the 1st, and that is here in Atlanta, and it's all about minorities and development. So if you guys are interested in that, go to Disrupt Development or go to my Instagram page, Kiana at Kiana Watson, and you'll be able to get more information. Also, you guys know, if you don't know, now you know, I actually have my own online training platform and group, and I do have a 5-day challenge on how you can make big profits in real estate. And that is going to be, the link is on my bio, and it's called www.bigprofitsinrealestate.com. So if you're looking to make huge profits in real estate, please visit the link or go to my website and you'll see the page there. And then beyond that, I want to say that you will support, and I cannot wait until my birthday comes on October the 12th. Me and Matt will both have our books available, and I'll be wearing mine on my forehead. So prepare.
We got a big day on your birthday too.
Listen, we have a huge day on my birthday. I forgot to tell you guys. So Matt sent me a schedule. I'll be working all day.
Yes.
The day of my birthday. I will be in New York working.
Yes.
We have some incredible interviews that we just could not pass up no matter what day it was. So I'll be doing promo from New York for the my book release, which is on my birthday, October the 12th. But other than that, that's all the housekeeping items I have.
All right, there you guys have it in my Rashad voice. My name is Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, better known as MG the Mortgage Guy.
And my name is Kiana Watson, license number 317576, broker extraordinaire. Thank you guys for tuning in to another amazing episode of the Rants and Gems show.
Peace.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.